Hey, this is Mike Slater in San Diego, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. It's Friday, July 15th, 2022. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Donald Trump returns to Washington, D.C. Half the country says America has poor values. It's going to be part of our message of the day. Most families will take a road trip this summer. And a new report ranks the worst-run cities in the nation. I'll let you take a guess if they're run by Democrats or not. Also coming up, the message of the day. But first, Donald Trump returning to the Capitol for the first time since Joe Biden's inauguration. The former president will speak with donors in D.C. on July 26th. He's reportedly decided whether to launch another bid for the White House. Do you want him to run again or not? He's expected to announce his decision this fall. Trump's raised roughly $150 million since leaving office. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also meeting with donors in Utah for a potential run for the presidency himself. A survey from Gallup finds 50% of the public believes America has poor moral values. Who's the 50% who thinks things are going swell? That's up 18% since 2004. A third say our values are fair. 78% think society is getting worse. Just 12% think the culture is good. Okay, there you go. Folks blame the moral decay on lack of religion, poor parenting, the media, and a sense of entitlement. Less than 1% of voters think that the USA is in excellent condition. Oh, I can't wait for you to hear the last segment of the O'Reilly Update, the someone you might not know. The cost of gas won't keep Americans trapped indoors. This summer, a poll from AAA shows 70% of families are planning a road trip in the months ahead. Biggest destination for drivers, the Blue Ridge Parkway in Virginia, Red Rock Country, Arizona, 7 Mile Bridge connecting the Florida Keys, historic Route 66, and number one is California's Pacific Coast Highway. The average price of gasoline stands at $4.80. If you're going to ride on California's Pacific Coast Highway, gas is closer to $7. A survey from WalletHub listing the most mismanaged cities in the country. The towns are ranked by taxation, quality of services, public education, corruption, election integrity. Bottom five, San Francisco, New York, Cleveland, Baltimore, and the worst run place in America is our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. The capital ranks dead last in debt, crime, poverty, education, median household income, and unemployment. Good night. The message of the day, we're going to talk about a Greek word, malakos, and we'll end it with the story of a man, Myers Anderson, who had such an incredible impact on this country. We all need to know him and thank him. That's coming up moments away.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hey, this is Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Are you as concerned as I am about passivity, particularly passivity of men? The Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting, of course. Did you ever think we'd see police stand by for over an hour when children were getting shot inside of a school, arresting mothers instead? Did you ever think you'd see the day? We have CDC and FDA doctors and scientists so frustrated with the political hackery of their bosses. But as one FDA scientist said, I don't like any of this, but I just need to make it to my retirement. Just go along to get along. I saw a video of a woman getting punched and kicked by a giant man in a stairwell, left for dead. And right after, 2 seconds later, two younger men walked up the stairs, and they were annoyed because the woman was in the way of the door. They couldn't open the door with her near lifeless body in the way. So they kind of pushed her away and went on with their day. John Bolton the other day on CNN said he's been a part of planning coup d'etats. They're a lot of work, don't you know? And everyone's like, oh, yeah, it's fine. What? Drag queen story hours in our schools. Sure, no problem. I could go on and on. We've been bombarded with so much nonsense just over the last few years. We're becoming numb to it all. And this is not good. We get numb to the little things and then we get numb to the big things. We need to resensitize ourselves to evil. We've become too passive. We've become too soft. Let me back it up here a second. In 1 Corinthians 6, Paul includes a list of people who will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, he actually lists nine things. There's nine Greek words in this list. But most translations only include eight. So there's nine Greek words, but only eight English words. Many translations leave out one of the words. It's malakos, M-A-L-A-K-O-S, malakos in Greek. It means effeminate. Now, there's a lot of different definitions. Usually, it is used to describe the men who are on the receiving end of, well, the thing that follows, those who practice homosexuality. That's the next in the list. Many translations combine those two separate Greek words into one thing. But malakos is more than just that. It could be a male prostitute. It could be a young boy kept for that type of reason. Like Nero, Roman emperor, he murdered his second wife. Well, he murdered his first wife too and his mom. But he murdered his second wife and then felt bad about it. So he castrated a boy, Sporus, and married him and dressed the boy up as his wife and paraded him around the city. Nero was the emperor when Paul was in prison in Rome. So this is the kind of thing that was rampant when Paul wrote this stuff. But generally, the word malakos means soft. It's the opposite of masculine. Morally, it's a man of self-indulgence, self-centeredness. Aristotle, hundreds of years prior to Paul, wrote of the deliberate avoidance of pain is a kind of softness, malakos. Men who are used to luxury, pleasure, and indulgence. It's a moral concept, putting yourself above others, seeking easy pleasure over the pain of doing what's good and right for others and your family and your country. You've heard of the hard times cycle. Strong men create good times. Those good times, though, create weak men, and the weak men create hard times. And I love the next phase. We're entering into the hard times phase, and this is good because hard times create strong men. But we need you, men. We need you to step up always. Don't be passive. Don't go soft. Don't be malakos. More coming up. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith. Hey, it's Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for someone you might not know. I want to tell you about a man, Myers Anderson. He had two grandsons. They were born dirt poor, literally raised on dirt floors in Savannah, Georgia. The oldest brother, born in 1948. The two boys moved to the city of Savannah, and life was even worse there. No indoor plumbing. The older brother was in charge of emptying the chamber pot each morning. And one time he fell down the stairs, and the chamber pot and its contents came tumbling after on top of him. He had no shower to wash it off. He hated life in the city, even more than being dirt poor in the country. At least in the country, you could fish and forage for food. He never went hungry in the country. Alas, his mom had to move into Grandpa's house, Meyer Anderson's house. He put all of his belongings in a grocery bag and walked to Grandpa's house. And his grandpa sat him and his brother down and said, "Your vacation is over." And the young man thought, "What vacation? My job is to empty the chamber pot." But Grandpa was strict. "Grandma's always right, I'm in charge. Rules and regulations, manners and behavior." Grandpa had 9 months of education, one-room schoolhouse in the third grade, but he had a work ethic. He cut wood at night, sold it during the day. He brought his grandsons with him to work in an oil truck. He took the heater out of the truck because he said it'll make you weak. Malakos. You don't want to get too comfortable. You know, today people say, do as I say, not as I do. Not Myers Anderson. He told his boys, I will never tell you to do as I say. I will always tell you to do as I do. He moved his family to a farm just so the boys could learn hard work and the value of delayed gratification. When the young men would deliver vegetables to their relatives and neighbors, Grandpa would tell them that you wouldn't be in a position to give to others if you didn't work this hard yourself. Grandpa taught his grandsons that life is hard. There'll be challenges ahead. You need work ethic, self-discipline, a set of morals to get you through life, and I'll give them to you. This young man, born on a dirt floor in Savannah, Georgia, his name's Clarence, and he went on to become a Supreme Court Justice, Clarence Thomas. Think of the influence that Myers Anderson, a descendant of slaves with no formal education but piles of wisdom and discipline. Consider the impact that this man had on a young Clarence Thomas, and therefore the influence that this one man had on the United States of America. Something that could only happen in America. As Clarence later said, they had figured out the essentials of life, my grandma and grandpa. It was their victory. They had won. They had been proven right. Hard work works. More coming up.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening. I know I'm not Bill O'Reilly, but he will be back on Monday. MikeSlater.locals.com. Have a wonderful weekend.